The Gables was originally built in 1848, as one of four colonial hospitals commissioned by Governor Sir George Grey, that were built to cater for both Maori and European patients. The building was designed by Frederick Thatcher and built by local builder George Robinson. The building was constructed entirely of rimu, sourced locally, except for the floor, which was Norway spruce. The following is a description of the hospital written in 1849.
This, the new Plymouth Colonial Hospital, was erected by government in the course of last year, and is substantially and tastefully built in the Anglo-Gothic style of rimu or red pine. It is particularly well situated on elevated ground, a little above the northern bank of a considerable stream called the Henui, and is well sheltered from all the more prevalent and cold winds by a pretty clump of wood, which fringes the level ground on these quarters, as also densely clothes the side of the dell through which the stream wends. The accommodation consists of three wards, a surgery or dispensary, a kitchen, a bathroom, and two small closets, with a lobby and passage. These are all on the ground floor, and there is one attic, which serves as a servant's room upstairs. Those lower apartments are elevated by deal flooring about 18 inches above the ground, but the foundation of the building being a wall of stone masonry, with very narrow occasional interstices left between that and the ground plates, perforation is very imperfect, or much too limited to obviate the stagnation of damp or other more deleterious emanations. The wards, I understand, were calculated for the accommodation of 15 patients, but they have not the requisite proportions for that number, so I should say that according to hospital usage, they would be injudiciously taxed with so many, and that 12 is about the maximum they could conveniently hold. Every ward has a fireplace and two windows, but as the latter are only in one end of each, the means of ventilation are imperfect, and might not now be conveniently remedied. I may therefore conclude this head with the observation that the hospital, hitherto, has proved to be a very great boon, particularly to the native community, and has secured one grand object of such institutions, giving comfortable accommodation and provision to those who by disease, or accident, are under the necessity of having recourse to it for relief or cure.
The hospital was originally located at Mangere Road, which at that time was called Hospital Road. The location being where the girls' high school is now, immediately north of the school's tennis courts. It was mainly used by Maori, until Ra Wiriwaiawa, of the Puketapu-Hapu, of Te Atiawa, died there, from a gunshot wound, received during an intertribal affray in 1854. Following his death, Maori were reluctant to use it. The hospital was also not popular, as it was very cold in the winter. During the Taranaki Wars of the 1860s, the building was used as a military outpost, after which it reverted to being a hospital for a short time. Then, under the governance of the Taranaki Hospital and Charitable Aid Board, the building was converted into an old man's refuge, housing five residents. The men were left to look after themselves, and the property became dirty and neglected, and in 1903, a decision was made to move the residents to better accommodation. Not knowing what to do with the property, the hospital board approached the borough council and suggested swapping the land that the hospital occupied for six town sections on Fulford and Dawson streets. After the exchange, the council assessed the old hospital building as not being of use to them and decided to sell it at auction for removal. Before the exchange, the building had been inspected and found to be solid, except for the ground plates. The hospital board said that it would help to accommodate anyone interested in saving the building. W. H. Skinner called a public meeting on behalf of the Scenery Preservation Society to see if that was possible. Unfortunately, nothing came of it. The old hospital went to auction on July 9, 1904, at the Newton King Auction Rooms, with the stipulation that it had to be removed within 14 days. The highest bidder was published as being a well-known housebreaker. Following the auction, Newton King must have negotiated the purchase of the old hospital from that gentleman. It is said that Mrs. King, daughter of Dr. George St. George, was the person who wanted to save the building. It was purchased for £10, then a further £500 was spent on its relocation and rebuilding. The transfer of the building would have been complicated as it was taken down piecemeal, and all the timbers thoroughly cleaned and restored, before re-erection at its current site at Brooklands. Newton King engaged the services of prominent local architect of the time, James Sanderson, to supervise the house relocation. Following the erection of the building at Brooklands, it was used as a temporary residence by several members of the King family, as well as being rented out privately. When Brooklands was gifted to the city of New Plymouth in 1934, the Gables, as it had become known, was part of the package. Again, it was let out to private renters, until 1983. Following a two-year restoration, it was opened as an art center in 1985. It is now regarded as a building of national significance, and has a Category 1 rating with the New Zealand Historic Places Trust.